The news to this moment is all supplied by the enemy. The Germans, through the Berlin radio, tell us that the invasion, that's the enemy's word for it, has started. There is no Allied confirmation. Shortly after 1 a.m. Eastern Wartime, Columbia's shortwave listening station heard the Berlin radio make this announcement, quote, "Here is a special bulletin. Early this morning, the long-awaited British and American invasion began when paratroops landed in the area of the Somme estuary. The harbor of Le Havre," the Berlin broadcast went on, "is being fiercely bombarded at the present moment. Naval forces of the German Navy are off the coast fighting with enemy landing vessels. We have just brought you a special bulletin," end quote. That was a German radio bulletin we repeated for you. It was heard by Columbia's shortwave listening station at the beginning of Berlin's 1 a.m. Eastern wartime news broadcast to North America. It was repeated in the middle of the program, and there is no confirmation from any Allied source. In fact, the War Department in Washington says it has absolutely no information on these German radio reports. Here is a bulletin from London. Shortly before 1 a.m. Eastern wartime, the BBC broadcast the Allied High Command's urgent instructions to Holland, advising all people living within 18 miles of the coast to leave their homes immediately and also to keep off roads, railways, and bridges. This may have been another of the series of instructions the Allied High Command has given the people of Europe. The German-controlled Paris radio at 12:45 Eastern wartime did not mention any invasion in its news bulletins. The Associated Press recorded a German radio broadcast with the same so-called invasion news. Before we read you the broadcast recorded by the Associated Press, please remember two things. Prime Minister Churchill has warned us that there will be many Allied feints, deceptive moves. And we've also been told to expect an invasion story similar to that we're now relaying to you from the Germans. In this way, the Nazis might hope to make the patriots in the conquered countries reveal themselves and thus reduce the effectiveness of these groups when our landing does actually start. Now, here's the Transocean broadcast. Quote, "Early Tuesday morning, numerous landing craft and light warships were observed in the area between the mouth of the Somme and the eastern coast of Normandy. At the same time, paratroops were dropped from numerous aircraft on the northern tip of the Normandy Peninsula. It's believed that these paratroops have been given the task of capturing airfields in order to facilitate the landings of further paratroops. The harbor of Le Havre is at the moment being bombarded. German naval forces have engaged enemy landing craft off the coast. The long-expected Anglo-American invasion appears to have begun." End quote. That's what the Associated Press heard the Berlin radio say. The German agency DNB says Dunkirk and Calais, just across the Channel coast from Britain, are under attack by strong formations of bombers. Transocean said the long-expected invasion by the British and Americans was begun in the first hours of the morning of June 6th by the landing of parachute troops in the area of the mouth of the Somme. Allied headquarters remained silent. The German DNB agency said Le Havre was being violently bombarded at the present moment. That was at 7 a.m. German time or at 1 a.m. Eastern wartime. Please remember that the War Department in Washington has no information on these German reports. Although there is no reason to believe the enemy report, CBS will remain in operation overtime tonight until the facts are known. We repeat, this network will operate beyond regular time until the German report has been verified or has been proved erroneous. Erwin Darlington reporting for CBS World News. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.